Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Roarcast podcast. How's everyone doing today?
Grr. Podcast. Roarcast.
No, you don't. It's rar.
Oh, rar.
No, it's still not right.
Grr. I like grr.
You like grr?
Yeah.
I made the football players say grr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really funny because we had just implemented, or no, it was a soccer guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was a group of men's sports.
It was some athletes.
It was some athletes that were like, Alexia was on the podcast and I was like, all right, we're now going to say grr. Like everyone try their best, like roar, like,
oh, like yeah, lion. I was there. I think I was there.
Oh, right.
It was with the soccer guys.
It was the soccer guys. Yeah. Also, fun fact, they're like one of our most watched episodes.
Yeah.
They're popular.
They're good.
They are good. But yeah, we tried to like have them say grr and it was super funny because, oh, roar as well. It was like,
yeah.
I can't do it.
I can't either. I can't roar either.
It's okay. Maybe we should just actively try to improve our roar so that maybe by the time I graduate, it'll be perfect.
I'm going to put that down as a goal.
Yeah.
Improve my roar.
Yeah.
I'm going to find my inner roar and bring it out.
Your inner roar.
Roar.
Oh my gosh, this is totally off topic. There's this video of during The Lion King, the live action, where Simba's trying to like come up with his like rar, like his grr and things. It's like rar, rar.
Oh yeah.
It's super adorable.
Well, hey, if you don't know, that's Lauren.
Yeah.
She's the OG host, the original host of the show. Yep. I'm Justin, hanging out.
You're the OG person who decided that we could do the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is my semester to be a co-host with Lauren. And today we're going to talk about on the podcast, we're calling this the podcast potpourri.
Potpourri.
Not poopery like Lauren likes to call it.
Okay.
It's potpourri.
We're not going to tell people that.
It's going to be just a
random
episode. Awesomeness of stuff. What do you want to talk about?
All right. Friendship.
Friendship.
I just had lunch with my friends.
How'd it go?
It went well. We went to Mission Taco. By the way, those tacos are amazing.
I've never been to Mission Taco.
Okay, so you need to go to Mission Taco. They have amazing tacos, and they made me super happy. Like right now, because of the medication, I'm taking antibiotics. I'm not like super hungry all the time, and so I've forced myself to eat one meal a day. And today was tacos, and I'm very happy.
I had Qdoba, and nothing against Qdoba, but it was not very satisfying.
Mission Taco is satisfying, I promise you.
So, I really want some, is it King Richard's Fried Chicken? King Richard's Fried Chicken? It's over there by Fuzzy's.
I've never had King campus. Richard's.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. They also have shrimp there, too.
Mm.
Yeah. Some Cajun-type food.
Ooh,
it's a good time. Good.
But anyways, lunch was good. I think.
What was better, lunch or the friendship?
I'm not going to lie. The conversation that we had was very therapeutic.
There you go.
It's when you like, and I work with both of these girls all the day. And so we see each other like multiple times during the day. Like today, me and one of my friends had class this morning. So this is not like super new, but all three of us just came together and we had dinner and we kind of just talked about things. It was like a tiny mini therapy session, just talking about what was happening with the shows, what was happening in our lives. And it was really therapeutic because when you have friends and when you have people you can talk to, you can talk out what's happening. Like one of my roommates, she has a relationship, a very healthy relationship. But every once in a while, she'll ask me and my other roommate being like, hey, here's the situation. Which one of us was right? And of course, we'll always side with her because we love her. But it's almost like we need our hype women and we need our hype men to like join us and hype thems to join us and support each other.
Totally. So, yeah, no, I mean, I'm a verbal processor. So to talk things out is really helpful sometimes. Mm-hmm. But.
And especially over good tacos.
Conversation and tacos. Can't go wrong.
Can we do an event called Conversation and Tacos?
No, we're going to call it Taco Talk.
Where the tacos talk at you? Oh, have you seen the video of the, it's at Disneyland. There's a turtle who talks to the kids. It's from Finding Nemo. I always forget his name.
Oh, yeah. He's like, dude, what's happening? Yeah.
There's some really funny ones where it's like, the kids ask like the turtles. Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah, awkward conversations. He's like, talk to your mom and dad about that. It's super funny.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've seen that several times. It's I really kind of want to go check that out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that's cool.
This is.
Yeah. So there's a sheet here that says 2023 Lindy Awards. I think we should submit ourselves for it. You can win the podcast of the year.
From the Lindy Awards.
Yeah. We could win a Lindy Award for the Roarcast. Roar. That was my... I'm trying. I'm working on it.
I'm super proud of you. Oh, deadline is March 17th. And the award show is April 13th.
We got time.
We got time. Okay. Well, this is a different conversation.
We got about a month.
A whole... Oh, yeah. I guess it's the 16th today. So, yeah, we have a month and a day.
Yeah.
That's exciting. You can also... For anyone interested, they have Best DJ, Best Radio Sportscaster, Best KCLC Promo or Public Service Announcement, and Best Podcast.
KCLC, The Wood.
The Wood.
Check it out. So, yeah, friends, that's important. It's also important to be a friend to yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you're mean to yourself, that's not good either, right?
Yeah.
So we're our best friend and our worst enemy all at the same time.
I'm definitely my worst enemy sometimes.
I mean, we're hardest on ourselves, I feel like, a lot.
I know. Why is that?
Because it's a constant internal battle that just happens within humanity.
I know. This is a conversation I had with my therapist, but one of the things is she always tells me, she's like, you are the worst to yourself. Like, you are horrible to yourself. And so she constantly tells me, take yourself out of your body and watch yourself talk. Like, imagine the way I'm talking to myself to another person. Like, you'd be, like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh. And she said, if you saw someone talking to another person like you talk to yourself, you would protect that other person. You would, like, physically put yourself in between the two people and be like, no, you have to be nice.
In my observation, I feel like we are hardest on ourselves and we're hardest on our loved ones, like our immediate family.
Yes.
And I think it's because we feel like there is unconditional love there for some people,
mm-hmm.
in which they can be more harsh to those individuals because there isn't the fear that they're not going to come back to you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's wrong, but that's a reality in some ways.
You're hardest on the ones you love. Yeah. Huh.
So
interesting. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've said some mean stuff to my mother. I'm not going to lie.
Right?
I'm a human. I've been seriously some mean to, but I also know my mom's not going to leave. She is stuck with me until the day she dies. She is stuck with me. I'm super excited for me to have grandkids because keep telling her, okay,
calm down.
I don't even have a partner. Calm down. I keep telling her that when I have kids, she can just live with us. And she's like, no, she refuses. I was like, come on, I could live in a super nice place. She's like, no.
It's crazy to think about this, though, because I'm much older than you, and I'm in that age where I have to start worrying about my parents and start worrying about their health. And you go through this entire circle of life where your parents took care of you, they were there when you were sick, those types of things happened, and then it comes back around to where now it's your responsibility to provide to them in a lot of ways. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm speaking in my context of my life. I know not everybody has this life context.
But, yeah.
I think that's just one example of a circle within life that some people go through. So.
Well, like, I was sick, like, really bad a week ago. And I called my mom. I was like, Mommy. I was like, I can't do this. And she's like... For the love, Lauren. I was like, I'm dying. And she's like, I'm in Nebraska. What do you want me to do?
She's like, embrace the suck, Lauren.
She's so funny when it comes to me being sick. She's like, overdramatic queen.
What did you do to get over being sick?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I slept probably 72 hours in the span of like 4 or 5 days. I got sick. Okay. So Saturday... I was feeling great. I had a sore throat, kind of, and I had for like a week, but I thought it was just because of the constant changing of weather. Then Saturday, I was feeling fine. But then Sunday, I felt like I was like a zombie. Like I just was so tired. And I had slept from like 4 a.m. until noon. And I was up for 6 hours. And then from 6 to 6, I slept. And I was like, okay, apparently my body needed sleep. Monday, I was fine. Tuesday, again, I could not stay awake. Like, I could not be awake more than 30 minutes. And so that's when I knew that something was wrong. Because I don't sleep that much. My ideal sleep is 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what is happening? Like, this is not okay. But then all the other symptoms started coming. Sore throat, couldn't breathe. And then I finally was like, Mom, I need to go to urgent care. Went to urgent care. And I had a test that day. And so I missed 2 tests. And I missed a project because I was sick. And I basically had to tell the teachers and give them physical proof. I was like, here is the document to prove that I was sick. Believe me. And they all did. They're like, okay, good proof. I was like, I am so sorry. I felt so bad because my information systems teacher was like, there's no excuse to missing a test. And then I was like, here's the proof. I'm so sorry. He's like, you're fine.
You're like, here's the information.
I really was. I was so afraid he's going to be like, you can't take the test. Sorry, that was a
bad information systems joke.
I didn't even catch it. And I was so afraid that like he was going to be super mad that I missed the test. And I was like, I understand if you give me 0 on the test. But then he was like, no, you're fine.
That's just a thing. Like if you're not feeling well and you don't feel like going to class, talk to your professors. Most of them are going to understand. And it's legit. I mean, we're in a time right now where germs are everywhere. So, I found 20 home remedies for whenever you have the cold. You want to hear a couple of them?
Yeah.
One of them, number one, says honey.
Yeah. No, okay. Specifically with honey, don't get the store-bought honey. Get local honey because it's collected from the bees in your area, so it's better for you.
This says honey is an antioxidant that can fight free radicals.
Yeah.
Prevent them from introducing toxins into your system. And honey can also fight infections that can result from the cold. So one of the most famous healing properties of honey is its tendency to suppress coughs and ease sore throats.
I drink chamomile and honey.
See, there you go. So honey, that's one. Well, that's an advertisement. I don't need that. chicken soup.
Yep.
Is on there. Makes Why sense. Chicken soup?
The broth, how smooth it is.
The warm, nurturing feeling that homemade chicken soup gives you may have a healing benefit all to its own.
I will tell you, canned soup doesn't give you the same feeling. I was heartbroken. I really wanted my mom's chicken noodle soup.
You wanted like legit homemade, you know, found the chicken in the coop and put it in the pot chicken?
Look, our family doesn't do chickens for meat.
What?
Yeah.
At all? Like no chickens?
We have a ton of chickens for eggs. But because I don't know why, but I don't think my family, I think we buy our chicken, but we also don't like our family doesn't eat chicken for some reason. Probably just because the sheer amount of us, like we need a hefty thing of food. We eat a lot of rabbit.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear a really funny story?
Of course.
Okay. So
is Nana going to be in this story?
Granny is going to be
Granny,
in this
story. Yes.
Okay. So. One of my family members was, there's like a church thing that we all had to go to. And so we went to, my uncle's town, which is, Lyman, Colorado. This is a very small rural town in Colorado. And
if you don't know, Lauren's family spans from like Nebraska to like Colorado.
Yeah. Just the entire, like just, and Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma. So that entire western half of the United States is like Lauren Porter land.
Yeah. And he was old. So we were in Lyman, Colorado, and the house wasn't big enough for all of our family to be there because there was like 16 of us. So we stayed at a hotel. But our family is very smart when it comes to our food because we didn't want to go out to eat. So Granny brought an actual live rabbit with her from Glenwood Springs to Lyman and had all the ingredients to make rabbit soup.
Wait a second. Where'd Granny get the rabbit from?
Probably just bought it.
Just bought a live rabbit?
Yeah, you just buy it and then you skin it.
All right.
So she brought the rabbit, and we made
your
rabbit
Walmarts
soup.
There are totally different than my Walmarts around here. Sorry.
You don't buy rabbit from Walmart. Oh. You buy it from rabbit sellers.
Rabbit Mart.
So we got the rabbit. We made the stew in the hotel. It is a very potent, like, soup. So we made the entire hotel smell like rabbit soup.
Listen.
And, like, the guests were like, what is... And the guests actually had some soup. Like, they joined, and they had rabbit soup.
Building community around rabbit soup.
It really was.
That's special.
I know.
Listen, I speak hillbilly pretty fluently, and that's one of the most hillbilly things.
This isn't hillbilly. It's ranching.
It's okay. Okay.
Very different. Hillbilly is Appalachian Mountains, not the Rocky Mountains.
Or the Ozark Mountains.
Really?
From around here. Yeah.
There's Ozark Mountains?
That we're in the Ozark Mountains.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No way.
Yeah.
It's flat as...
Ozark Mountains are like, especially if you go down towards like Branson and like Arkansas, Ozark Mountains.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what mountains are beautiful? The Massachusetts Mountains.
What is that?
I don't know.
Massachusetts Mountains. Those are called hills, Lauren.
No, they're called mountains. They're beautiful.
They're not called the Massachusetts Mountains.
No, they're definitely not called the Massachusetts Mountains. I was just trying to explain to you where these mountains were. So
those are big hills.
No, they're mountains.
There's not a mountain range over there.
Yes, there is. It's towards the tip of the Appalachian Mountains.
Really?
I will give you $5 if I'm wrong. You're currently Googling.
I'm looking it up. I gotta be able to spell Massachusetts correctly.
M-A.
Mountains in Massachusetts.
Okay, you owe me $5.
Wow.
Thank you. I needed that.
List of mountains in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's.
Appalachian Mountains.
Appalachian Mountains. I told you. It's like the peak of it because it's the
Hoosac Range.
It's the Berkshires. So the Berkshires, which is where I worked, is like, that is literally what they're known for.
Who knew? Who knew?
Me.
I learned something new every day. Did you go to Mount Greylock?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have photos. You've seen the photos.
Oh, yeah.
It's stunning because you can see New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont all at that mountain.
Did you say you went to the Wachusett Mountains?
No, I went to Mount Greylock.
Oh, okay.
That's actually a fun fact. So when I went on Mount Greylock, I was driving, and then I walked. It was a drive hike because I got the morning off because the company manager was like, Lauren, you need time off. You need rest. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on a trip myself. So I walked and hiked and drove just throughout that. And while I was FaceTiming one of my friends, all of a sudden a baby bear crossed the road.
That's called a cub.
I still like calling it a baby bear.
Okay.
A baby bear crossed the road. It was an adorable baby bear. Problem is, as we all know, wherever there's a baby bear, mama bear is not far behind. So we did not touch the baby bear. But I've always wanted a pet baby bear. Like, if I could have any animal as a pet that isn't normally a pet, I would happily have a bear.
Okay.
Have you ever seen...
cute, but you don't want an animal that's going to grow up to scratch your face off.
Okay, that's why I said, like, have you ever seen Brother Bear?
Yes.
I want Brother Bear. Like, I want him.
Precious.
Because here's the thing. Have you felt a bear's fur?
Only a stuffed one.
Like a stuffed animal?
Like a stuffed bear.
Like taxidermy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so soft.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I would love to, like, every night just, like, sleep with a bear.
Wow.
It would be so nice.
Hey, it's Mount Greylock got 4.5 stars.
On Google?
On, yeah, the internet.
I'm glad Google has decided out of 5 stars is a 4.5.
Out of TripAdvisor.
Oh, I'm sorry, TripAdvisor.
Yeah, TripAdvisor.com.
What were the complaints about Mount Greylock?
I don't know, it just says 305. And it's not really stars, it's like circles on here. It's like green circles.
Green circles. It's weird. Have moved away from stars. Well, then there's the...
It's more organic.
Organic. I mean, it is a mountain.
True.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey, you want to know what happened this day in history?
What?
This is podcast potpourri. So we're throwing a bunch of stuff out there.
We really are. We went from Mount Greylock to history.
In 1922, the tomb of King Tutankhamun was discovered.
Who is Tutankhamun?
King Tut.
Oh, King. Oh, actually, fun fact about King Tut that I heard. Do you want to know why King Tut is so famous?
Why?
So back before.
I feel like there's a joke in here.
It's not. Okay. So back when King Tut was around, he actually wasn't that significant. But the reason why he's so significant now is because his tombstone is the only one that wasn't picked over by the Westerners. Because basically all the Westerners came and like stole a bunch of stuff and like basically destroyed the tombs. But because King Tut wasn't important enough, they didn't touch his tomb and they weren't aware of his tomb. So that's the reason why his tomb is so famous right now, is because it is one of the only tombs that haven't been destroyed by Western society.
You know what I also heard too? I saw this on a show.
I saw mine from Adams Ruins Everything.
Oh, wow.
It's a great show. I went to a show in Chicago.
Wow. Expedition Unknown is a show I like to watch.
Okay.
There's a host on there. His name's Josh Gates. And he goes like on archaeological adventures and stuff like that. And they have this one like Egypt and like tomb type of special.
Okay.
And they were talking about how a lot of those tombs were reused. So they would break in and then rebury somebody on top of people that were already in the tombs.
Okay.
So it's pretty fascinating. So a lot of the original tombs from royalty were reused later on.
Interesting.
Before even modern civilization was around.
Huh.
So in 1968, the country's first 911 phone system went into service in Alabama.
Life is a highway.
Haleysville, Alabama.
Haleysville, Alabama.
Yep.
Interesting. Ooh. History is interesting.
It is.
I am currently taking history of theater, which is an interesting class. I'm not great at knowledge-based testing. Like, I just am not.
We were talking about this morning.
We did.
Yeah.
And so history of theater is an amazing class, and I take it. And some of the stuff I find really interesting, those tests, I fail. Like, I'm just really bad at tests. I acknowledge that. It's a flaw in me, and I understand. Anyhoozle, one of the things we talked about in History Theater 1 was in Egypt. Like, we think Egypt is the first proven place that has theater, that shows any signs of active theater. Problem is, when the Greeks took over, they destroyed all of the history.
I heard that.
So we have no history, really, of Egyptian theater. And it's so heartbreaking because all we know is individuals, priests, I think is what we deemed, would reenact these rituals when pharaohs died. And so there's this huge like celebration and all of this information, and we know it existed, but other than that, we have nothing. And I'm like, I kept telling my teacher, Phil, I was like, please, for the love of everything, can we create a time machine so we could research this? I'm tired of the unknown. And it's really heartbreaking because like we see this in history of theater time and time again. Theater is created, a group takes over another culture and destroys it. Or adapts it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
For Romans, right? There's this huge, everyone knows about the Romans, right? We have the gladiator battles. We have the fighting of the animals, that sort of stuff. Do you want to know what my favorite thing about history of theater in the Roman time is?
What?
Anacumena. Do you know what that is?
No.
So what they did is they would flood amphitheaters with water, build ships, multiple ships, and fight to the death. Think Pirates of the Caribbean, but in person and live.
Wow. So it was like the gladiator thing, but it like.
But on water.
But on water.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
I know.
That's cool.
I know. I would have loved. I want to see that so badly. I want to pitch it.
That's a little sad because they're fighting to the death.
I'm going to point out people used to watch hangings for entertainment.
Well, this is true.
I mean, I'd prefer no one die.
Society is weird.
I'd prefer no one dies, which is why I think we should pitch it to Disney as a event. No, not, yes, an event. I could use my event skills to host and plan Pirates of the Caribbean Nakimana.
Oh my gosh.
I am going to make millions off that idea. Wow. I'm patenting it right now. Is that how that works? Do you just say I'm going to, or no, what's the word that you can say so no one steals your idea?
Copyright.
Copyright. I'm just going to copyright that right now.
Because patent's like an invention. Like,
I invented the idea.
Right? But copyright's like you can save your idea or whatever, right?
Save the idea for the future me.
Speaking of history.
What?
Back to Lindenwood. Did you hear the news?
Lindenwood was founded in 1823 or 1832.
No, 1832, not 1827 like we thought.
We were wrong.
But hey, you know what? We're younger now. We gained 5 years of our life.
We look amazing. Institution.
Yeah. But wait. I came up with a poem.
Oh, please.
1832 is when Lindenwood became true.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it's.
We are 191 days or 191 years old.
Yeah. So we're younger than we thought. Still the third oldest institution on the.
We thought we were the second.
Well, we are in Missouri, but we're the third in
the Western Hemisphere.
In the Western side of, the Mississippi.
Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I can never spell Mississippi right.
Really? That's an easy one because there's like so many songs to it.
Wait, so it's B-M-I-S-S-I.
S-S-I-P-P-I.
I. Okay, so I did spell right.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's something that you drill into your head when you live in Missouri for some reason, because I guess Mississippi runs the border of our state. So
yeah. Do you know what I learned about the Mississippi?
That it ran backwards one time when there was an earthquake?
No.
It did.
No way. When? Yeah,
totally. Way back in the day.
Before you were alive?
Before any of us were alive here. Like in the 1800s, I think.
Oh, I was like, how is that possible?
I'll find out. I will find out and make it factual.
Factual? You're going to fact check this information? I'm trying to think. See, for Nebraska,
what'd you learn? You said you learned something.
I forget the word, but there's these giant ships that push things down rivers.
Barges?
Barges. Thank you. I learned about barges recently.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Between December 16th, 1811, and late April of 1812, a catastrophic series of earthquakes shook the Mississippi Valley. And the Mississippi then temporarily ran backwards in 1812.
That's insane.
It's crazy, right?
So if a river is running backwards, red flag right there.
Towns were destroyed and an 18-mile-long lake was created.
What lake?
That's a great question.
Lake Tallahassee?
No.
Lake Tawanda? Lake Sacagawea?
No.
Lake Nowhere?
That doesn't say what the name of the lake is.
How dare they? I want to know what lake. So,
Lake of the Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks. Lake of Nebraska.
Is that a lake, really?
No, Nebraska? I have no idea. I'm just making up names. Lake of Missouri. Lake of Santa Cruz.
This one even says...
Lake of the Chiefs.
This one says it even created a tsunami.
Where? In the lake?
Or earthquake in the causes fluvial tsunami in the Mississippi. So, interesting facts. Check it out. There's so much history out there. So many things going on.
This is turned from friendship and sickness to history.
Hey, it's podcast potpourri, my friends. If you want everything and anything today, you're getting it.
Apparently. All right. Well, with that note, we are at 30 minutes.
Oh, man. Do we got to stop? You want real quick, joke of the day.
Knock, knock.
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, I got to find it. Oh, here
you
it
lost
is.
It?
Here it is. Ready? Okay. Ready? Yeah. I'm friends with almost all the letters of the alphabet. I just don't know why.
That's so sad.
Dad joke of the day. Okay, on that note, if I lost you as Welcome. Listeners, sorry about that. But this is a Roarcast podcast and the podcast Potpourri. Check us out every Thursday or every other Thursday or every other Wednesday or every other week.
Wow.
Just find us. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.
Apple.
Apple.
Everywhere you listen to podcasts.
The interweb. Grr.